come and fix it. Sometimes the mother has to move the bed out from under the leak and swap into the pillar before I go back to sleep.
Did you catch rainwater?
Sometimes I did to wash with. This water I didn't wash at that time.
Mm-hmm. But you do your job.
Well, I had to catch water to wash with.
And how'd you do that?
With big water barrels.
Or tin tubs
and so on. Mm-hmm.
Now, back to the
Malaysia
barrel, wasn't you
talking about
them yesterday?
Malaysia, soggy Malaysia barrel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody, if you get one of them, would get them one that's over there, wood thing, and knock the head out of them, they make a good water barrel. Now they got these tin barrels, or barrels. Mm-hmm. But they don't nobody need them now. Got a new one right out there, had to punch some holes in for garbage. You know, just throw garbage in. Mm-hmm. I'd give $25 to have that 15 years ago. 20 years ago, having to catch rainwater.
Mm-hmm. Did you have something around the roof to make the water run into and then down?
Some did, but I had a special system to call it.
Tank up, and let it run in. But he even had gutters up there.
You call them a gutter hanging around either of the house.
Yeah, and that came right down to the rain barrel.
That's a water barrel.
When you didn't have it upstairs then?
No. We got a half stairs up here, but
I've got it upstairs
here. We got a junk, empty box here.
Uh-huh.
You have junk room,
In this house you're telling me about, where did you keep things that you didn't use?
You'd be plain that we didn't have much of anything. The whole store, there's nothing much there. Daddy's farming tools were very scanty. Mm-hmm. Well, I just remember, didn't even have a planter of any kind, not a cotton planter or corn planter either. Mm-hmm. We would drop our corn from a tin bucket and lay off a little bull-tongue plow and drop that away. Mm-hmm. Now the first price I ever got for a man's labor, I was 12 years old. The man came by the house and wanted Dad to let me help him half a day, give me a price of a man's work. I felt big over it. My job was to drop corn from a little cert bucket, where he had laid off in little rows with a bull-tongue plow, drop corn, and he'd take with his mule and twice to the road, fill up that fur, cover that corn, and I got done before sundown, had to work then. From sun up to sundown to be a day. Began about 12 and I worked to an hour of the sun and we got the corn all planted. We hadn't got it covered up. He let me go help his wife cut corn stalks and pick them up to finish out half a day's work. I got a quarter.
Word for that?
For half a day.
Uh-huh.
That's my first time ever getting the price of man's labor. Mm-hmm. I live now in a less than a mile to the place.
Yeah. Been here all your
life.
How old
did
you say you were when you earned that?
About 8 or 9 years old.
8 or 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might be 10, something like that. I was very, very young, but I felt big over it.
What did you call the things that you had in the house? Call them furniture today, but did you have any special names for the things that you had in the house to sit on?
And the old high bedstead. Mm-hmm. Daddy came back from Arkansas, went out there to get rich. At a store to go, doing better. Got out there, while it went the other way. He got more per every day. And done left to get back home. And this man we called W.B. Long, his wife was a school teacher in Whipton. She was Daddy's first cousin. So he helped Daddy get back to Tennessee from Arkansas. Got back, he didn't have anything at all. Didn't have a nickel, says, to start in housekeeping again. And didn't have no bedsteads. He went to the sawmill and helped at that time and got some old rough lumber. And he and Dad together, Grandpa and Daddy, made a bedstead out of old rough lumber, a little bit too high, and he called it a high bedstead. But we use it a little higher than the other beds. Mm-hmm.